Now Brother Derek Forsbloom, an elder in the Yellowknife congregation, will consider the next part in our symposium, Future Events That Will Require Courage, The Great Reconstruction.
Picture yourself in this scene. The storm clouds of Armageddon are fading away. You've made it. You literally have eternity in a righteous new world right in front of you. So why would we need courage then? We're going to look at two reasons and three scriptures that show us why. The first reason is what we know will happen. We know that during Christ's thousand-year reign, according to Jehovah's original purpose, the earth will be transformed into a literal paradise. This time in history is called the Great Reconstruction. Now, for you and I, let's turn to Isaiah 65 and verse 21. Leave your Bibles marked at Isaiah 65. Isaiah 65 tells us our role in the Great Reconstruction. Verse 21 says, they will build houses and live in them, and they will plant vineyards and eat their fruitage. So to be honest, for many of us, building a birdhouse would be a major construction accomplishment. So the scope of work that we're talking about here, cultivating, planting, transforming, building on a worldwide scale, could be overwhelming, terrifying. So yes, it will require courage. The second reason we'll need courage is because of what we do not know. Now leave your Bibles in Isaiah 65 and go over to our second scripture in Jeremiah 45 and verse 5. Now, the setting here is that it's a similar situation to us in the fact that the system of Jerusalem was about to fall. And what was happening? Well, Barak thought he was preparing himself for this, and he was amassing material things, getting ready. We don't know why. Maybe he thought he would use them to rebuild a house or move over here. We don't know. But notice chapter 45, verse 5. Here's what Jehovah says. But you are seeking great things for yourself. Stop seeking such things. For I am about to bring a calamity on all flesh, declares Jehovah. And wherever you may go, I will grant your life as a spoil. So what was Jehovah saying here? He was saying, don't do that, Barak. Don't rely on these things to be here for you. Well, what's the point for us? Well, after Armageddon, we just simply do not know what material things will be left. And if there are material things left, we don't know how we'll use those technologies. We don't know where we will live for a time or how land will be apportioned. But let's go back to Jeremiah 45 and verse 5, and just the latter part there. You notice what Jehovah says? He says, but wherever you may go, I will grant your life as a spoil. So what's the key? The one thing that we have that we will carry through Armageddon is ourselves. So the greatest advantage and asset we have now is to prepare ourselves now. The following video will show us how.
Enough from me. It's your turn, Albert. How did things go with your group?
All responded nicely. But there was one discussion about courage that I didn't anticipate. Remember when Philip got accepted to work with LDC as a construction volunteer?
Yeah.
Well, getting accepted to LDC wasn't quite what he expected. Wow, Philip, this is great.
Yeah, that's what everybody keeps saying. It's just overwhelming. I thought I was more cut out for Bethel, but construction volunteer? I don't even know what that is. Who knows where they'll send me? And what if I get asked to do stuff I've never done before?
Philip, your concerns are understandable.
I just don't think I can handle all of this.
I don't think you can either.
Well, I'm glad someone finally agrees with me.
I say I don't think you can handle this assignment because it requires more than you to get it done.
I know what you're saying. Of course Jehovah will help me.
But do you really believe that?
I do, but...
But what?
I guess what I'm saying is I'm afraid.
That's okay. When I first arrived in this congregation as my SKE assignment, I was afraid. But you know one verse that really helped me is 1 Chronicles 28, verse 20. These are David's words to his son Solomon, whom Jehovah assigned to build the temple. Then David said to his son Solomon, "Be courageous and strong and go to work. Do not be afraid or be terrified, for Jehovah God, my God, is with you. He will not desert you or abandon you, but he will be with you until all the work for the service of Jehovah's house is finished." This verse reminded me not to overthink all that needs to be done. Just get started. With Jehovah's help, you can be courageous. Go to work. There's Philip, happy as can be. He's really doing well.
Thanks, Albert, for sharing that with us.
So have you ever felt like Philip? Overwhelmed, inadequate, maybe even scared? It's natural. We're not the first people to feel that way. The Bible's record is full of examples. Solomon was one. He was given the task of building Jehovah's magnificent temple. It was a building project unseen in history at that time. Yet, he was young, he was inexperienced, he wasn't even king at the time. But Jehovah showed Solomon the solution for those feelings. So let's reread that scripture in 1 Chronicles 28 and verse 10 that our brother in the video read. It's 1 Chronicles 28 and verse 10. And there is a key we want to remember. Verse 10 says, "See now, for Jehovah has chosen you to build a house as a sanctuary. Be courageous and go to work." You know, it's so simple. Be courageous and go to work. But it works. We're never too young, too old, too inexperienced that this counsel won't apply and help us. Being professional at a task does not guarantee success. I mean, look at Noah. He didn't know a thing about building a boat, and he built the ark. The best professionals in the world built the Titanic. The difference? Jehovah asked Noah to do a task. Noah just showed courage and he went to work. And brothers, do we see what Jehovah's asking us to do here? We now have a description for the time after Armageddon, the Great Reconstruction. Do we see the focus and the streamlining that the organization has on construction and maintenance? But do we see what Jehovah's asking you and I to do here? He's asking us, old, young, inexperienced, to do whatever we can now to get ourselves ready for a much bigger construction project. So be courageous. Put yourself out there. Be willing to try, to learn, to do any task, even the humblest of tasks. You'll gain confidence as Jehovah progressively trains you, and those with more experience, they'll help you as Jehovah progressively trains you. This, brothers, is how we build confidence in ourselves that we can do this. It's how we build confidence in those taking the lead, because they're going to be the ones taking the lead in the new world. And it's how we build confidence that this organization is getting ready to literally rebuild the world. Earlier, we imagined how amazing it would feel to take those first steps in the new world. But can you imagine what it would be like after the Great Reconstruction? Well, let's go back to our scripture in Isaiah 65. Verses 22 and 23 give us a glimpse of the result of that work. Isaiah 65, 22, 23 says, "They will not build for someone else to inhabit, nor will they plant for others to eat. For the days of my people will be like the days of a tree, and the work of their hands my chosen ones will enjoy to the full. They will not toil for nothing, nor will they bear children for distress, because they are the offspring made up of those blessed by Jehovah, and their descendants with them." That will be us. Jehovah will bless our efforts, and we will make this earth into a paradise. So have courage, brothers, and get ready to work.